Jose, good morning, and looking forward to seeing Good Magic do his thing this afternoon.
Good morning. Yeah, very exciting day, and looking forward for Good Magic making a good race today.
You have been on so many good horses in your young career. You have a horse like this that's coming back, making his three-year-old debut. What's it like for you the morning of the race? Anxious, excited, nervous? What's it like?
Not really. None of them. I'm just relaxed. Spending time with my daughter here, and soon I'll be going to the room. But it's a very normal day for me. I ride a lot of horses, a lot of stakes before the front of you. So, just relax. I never get nervous.
You know, it was so cool. You were mic'd up for the Breeders' Cup, and your reaction as you were coming down the stretch, you know, congratulating the horse, and I'm sure you've heard that many times. Of course, you said the words yourself, so you know what went on. But for the fans, for me especially, I've seen a lot of races in my life. I never heard that before from a jockey. Talk about experience a little bit and what it was like to ride a horse that maybe some people dismissed to such an impressive victory.
And we always like the horse, to be honest, and I was really excited after the wire because I knew if I wanted to win the Eclipse Award, I knew I had to win a Breeders' Cup because, I don't know, I think Mike had a great year and he won a lot of great ones. So I felt like if I win a Breeders' Cup, my chances are bigger. So that's why I was very excited about after the wire.
It must be a pretty exciting thing to win a Breeders' Cup race, but was it a big surprise for you to win a Breeders' Cup race with a horse that had never won a race before?
Not really. We really like the horse, and Chad have a lot of faith on him, and I did also. He lost the champagne by half a length, and he run very greenly. He run very green that day, so I knew if he improved a little bit mentally, he could win the race, and he did. And Chad deserved a lot of credit and the owner because they took the chance and took a maiden horse to a Breeders' Cup all the way to California. And he came out with the victory, so they deserve a lot of credit for that.
Jose, what are you hoping to feel underneath you this afternoon? What do you want to see from Good Magic to let you know that he's back and he's moving forward?
I don't really know. I mean, just want to have a clean break and a good run to the first turn and get in good position, and hopefully win as easy as we can to save something for next time and moving forward to the Derby.
So tell me this, my friend, what's it like to hear your name called in front of all of your peers in the industry that you've just won the champion jockey at the Eclipse Awards?
It was very, very, very nice. It's a dream come true. Dream with it, and I work very hard for it. But it's everything has to go your way. You gotta stay healthy all year round, and have luck to the luck of pick the good horses at the right time. And I think last year was a great year, and even I didn't rode for a month because my knee, it was great. And I don't know, I rode so many good horses and they all performed very well. That day in when they call my name, I mean, I just want to cry, but you know, hold it together.
Well, you had a huge year, you know, your daughter was born and winning the Eclipse Award and the Breeders' Cup race and all of those things. I mean, that was a lifetime year for a lot of people, but you have a tremendously bright future, and you should have more of those in the future.
Hopefully. I want to keep working hard as far as I can, and hopefully we have another year like that.
Well, Jose, I know you have a busy afternoon and you have to get to the jocks room early, so I won't keep you, but really appreciate a few minutes here all the best this afternoon and of course, throughout the rest of the year, and safe trip every time you get a leg up.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate it.